breakfast snack. Work with us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This year, the federal government is spending $3.7 trillion. And this year, the federal government is collecting $2.2 trillion. And we simply can't continue that. So all of us want to set priorities. We want to make, we want to fund those necessary programs that we should. But when we're spending $3.7 trillion and collecting $2.2 trillion, you don't have to get very far beyond third grade math to know that our country is headed for trouble.
That's today's math lesson from Senator Lamar Alexander of Kentucky. President Obama, the economy, and the need to create more jobs. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Radio host Barry Armstrong talked to Fox News' Jerry Willis about his concerns over the president's speech this week to the Chamber of Commerce.
I was watching the president speak to the Chamber of Commerce. It was televised, of course. And I'm getting very fearful that his lack of private sector experience. He's never had a job. He's never even worked for a major corporation, never had to meet a payroll. And when I was listening to some of his words, I got more scared than any time that I've been since he's been in office.
Well, you know, fascinating, because there is this difference, right, between people who are in office and who have run businesses and people who have not. You can really tell the difference.
Yep.
One telling comment I thought was when he said that business owners have a sort of a moral obligation to hire people.
Oh.
You know as well as I do, that's not how business people make decisions. I'm sure they would love to hire everybody in the world, but the reality is you have to keep the business going and growing, and to do that, you have to pay attention to your bottom line.
Well, and he kept referring to these tax breaks, and he said, well, we've given you tax breaks, and I've seen him in other interviews say, well, we've given 18 tax breaks. I run a small business, Jerry. I do not know what tax breaks he's speaking of.
Well, you're not a big company.
Damn.
I mean, look, there's investment tax credits, there's R&D tax credits. There are here and there. But when you look at the main corporate tax rate, we have a very high rate of 35% when you compare it to other countries all over the planet. So I think corporate America is really complaining about that rate of taxation. They think it's punitive. It's clearly higher than other countries. We need to be competitive. We need to be in the game.
To California now we go on the countdown, where Talk host Ray Appleton speaks to correspondent Jeff Birnbaum about some of the ways the president has planned to help states that are suffering under mountains and mountains of growing unemployment debt.
The Obama administration is proposing some short-term relief to states that have been saddled with unemployment insurance debt and on and on and on. What has the president done to enhance the economic conditions of a few states out there?
Well, the president next week is expected to propose deferring payments to the federal government from the states. States that had borrowed from the federal government to replenish their drained unemployment insurance fund. Because of high unemployment, some 30 states ran into trouble paying out their unemployment benefits. So they used the federal government like a bank. And like some banks, the president would like the U.S. to put off some of the payments that are required, including interest payments of about $0.6 billion. And as a result, this will be a kind of backdoor bailout of the states that were affected here. And that could help ease some of the burden on those states, and specifically would ease the burden on businesses in those states, because a lot of those states would automatically increase their taxes on businesses to pay back the federal government.
And a lot of states are going to be left, you know, raising taxes to cover their unemployment insurance obligations. So it's like six of one, half dozen of the other, you know?
It is, and it's a problem for some Republicans, I think, in Congress. They certainly don't want to increase spending and therefore increase the federal debt. Depending on which state they're from, they might also not want to increase taxes on their home state businesses. So Republicans are allergic to tax increases, maybe even more than increasing the federal debt burden. So Republicans will have a choice here between two bad choices, basically, raising taxes or increasing the debt.
Raising taxes or increasing the debt, those are really the only choices. Coming up,
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has another idea, and we're going to hear from him along with some other talk show hosts that will weigh in as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with a number of talk hosts from radio and television who are, in this moment in time, looking back this week to the President's speech to the Chamber of Commerce. Here, host Cisco Cotto talks to Senator Rand Paul about some of his ideas to cut that $500 billion from the debt.
$500 billion in cuts. You got a great report here. It's 30-some pages where you detail. You know, you're not just throwing something out there. I mean, it's very detailed. What has, from inside the Senate, from your compatriots there, what's the feedback been like? Because it seems like a lot of them are saying, whoa, 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 we don't know if we want to go that far.
Well, the point I keep making is that $500 billion is really a modest proposal, and I mean that seriously, in the sense that we have a $1.5 trillion debt in 1 year, so we're only tackling a third of 1 year's problem. That would still mean that we'd be adding massively to the deficit, which I'm not really excited about. But around here, $500 billion is like 10 times bigger than anybody else is even considering, and that's a real problem. A good way to look at it is the House Republicans, what they're proposing, about $30 billion, is not even a rounding error on the deficit. They're going to take the deficit from $1.5 trillion to $1.47 trillion. So it's barely a rounding error. And if we do the Republican plan, over 5 years we're going to add $3 trillion in debt. If we do the Democrat plan, Obama's plan, we add nearly $4 trillion. Neither one of them are enough. I think they've gotten the message from the electorate, but they haven't gotten the message how serious it is and how we have to really get started immediately.
Now, if it's not done, I appreciate your point, because if it's not done, what they can do, you know, if they do whichever of those plans, they can come out and go, hey, look, we cut spending. Look, we cut the deficit. Look, we cut. But in the grand scheme of things, you look at that national debt ticker, and that sucker's just going to keep on moving unless something big is done.
Yeah, and the enormity of the problem and the immediacy of it, I think, cannot be overstated. I was at a presentation just this last week where they say Japan has accumulated so much debt that they're basically at the point of no return, that their debt is unmanageable and they cannot get back. And they say we're close to that, that our total debt is about 90% of our gross domestic product. So 90% of 1 year's economy is what our overall debt is. And as it approaches 100%, we're getting into the territory of no return. And what governments typically do at that point is they just start rapidly printing up money, and that's a real problem for us also.
Up next from North Carolina, talk host Leslie Grosch speaking with a caller about what she thinks are the two biggest problems in our economy, overspending on defense and companies that continue to outsource our jobs.
Let's say, that you are one of the people who doesn't care about, civilian deaths overseas, or B, you just don't want to hear it. What I say to those people is, regardless of your feelings on those accounts, you have to understand that billions of dollars are going towards these useless, productiveless, if that's a word, endeavors, and bridges are falling down in our own country. Schools are decrepit. Healthcare is inaccessible. You know, we are falling behind in every imaginable technology race in the world. Even if you don't want to hear about the tragedy of war, you ought to understand the dollars and cents of defense spending. And it's not defense spending, it's death spending, you know?
That's the part that they don't want to hear about, is how it relates to us in this country. Because every dollar, every billions of dollars that are spent in those endeavors and wars are making someone money.
But they're not making the average American money. And I think when the average American goes to the grocery store and bread is $6, $7, $8 a loaf, and then they go out to the gas station out in front of the grocery store and gas is $5 a gallon, and at the end of the week, they can't afford to fully feed their family, let alone buy clothing or, you know, other basic needs. I mean, and forget about going to a movie or doing these other American pastimes. I think at that point, you're right. We're all going to go Egypt on this system.
Well, I talked to a guy that he lost his job at a electric co-op that my mom used to work at, and he got outsourced. And, you know, I told him, I said, man, you know, I said, times have changed. Times have changed, man. Work is not the same as it was 20 years ago in this country. But I think a lot of people are still in that same old mindset about what work is in this country, where you went to work and you made enough money to have a home and a car and pay your bills, and you had insurance that you could afford and you could go to the doctor. That has all changed.
Yeah, it absolutely has, and it has changed for a reason. It's not just a natural evolution of this country. It's been calculated.
No, that sucking sound you hear is all of the money leaving the middle class America and going into the pockets of the top 2%.
I want to put it in perspective because, you know, it's very serious that this leader, this Republican leader, who's the House Budget Committee chairman, Paul Ryan, he's the guy who gave the answer to the State of the Union address. He wants to lay down in law draconian cuts to essential social spending in this country. And we need to talk about that because he's not even looking at defense.
You can find out more about this and some of the other topics that we've had by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown section, great big box, at DougStephan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More now on the countdown. Doug Steffen here talking about voting down the extension of the Patriot Act. From our affiliate in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, Alan Laudell, WDEL host, speaks with Marin Kogan from Politico.com, who was at the House covering the vote.
It's an interesting right-left coalition alliance voting against the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. And here you saw the Tea Party revolt against the regular Republican establishment. And, of course, you already had people on the left like Dennis Kucinich, who have never been fans of the Patriot Act. So very interesting circle, of course, to the right and the left. The other side is anathema, but they do agree on this. Marin Kogan, congressional reporter for Politico.com, joining us. What happened here?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell still. I mean, certainly Republican leadership was not expecting for this to happen. They did this vote under the suspension of the regular rules, which means that it takes a two-thirds majority to get it to pass. And I think that they were just sort of blindsided by this. A number of Democrats didn't end up voting for the reauthorization, and there were about 26 Republicans that didn't vote for it either. So it wasn't able to meet that threshold.
Have you heard much comment on the irony of the circular alliance, where each side is, anathema to the other side, and yet they have this common interest?
Yeah, I think that's certainly true. Although, you know, some of the reasons for why these members, the Republican members in particular, didn't vote for it still seems unclear. When it happened, you know, we were right off the House floor. We were trying to speak to everyone as it went down, and no one really seemed to know what was going on, which sort of speaks to the confusion and maybe the miscommunication that was going on with their leadership when that vote happened.
So this is an example where the deck of cards just kind of collapsed for the Republican leadership, where something was missing in communications.
It did. It did. And, you know, that was sort of an early test for the new majority whip, Kevin McCarthy. People don't really know what happened with this. They're going to have to bring it back. You know, I think for some of the members, some of the new members in particular, they just felt like they didn't really have enough information to reauthorize the Patriot Act. And then the other ones who did vote for it told me that, you know, this is only a temporary extension until December. The full Patriot Act reauthorization is going to come up in December. They're going to take a long, hard look at this again when it comes up. So I would say that this issue is not done yet.
It does get my attention, though, when you have Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, the elder Ron Paul, voting on the same side.
Oh, yes. And you should have seen Dennis Kucinich come bounding off the floor last night as it happened, saying, the vote's going down, the vote's going down. Really, none of us expected this to happen. Yeah.
Now on the countdown, Colorado host Mike Rosen, about the extension legislation. He thinks it's necessary, and it's a matter of time before the Republicans get it passed.
Time was of the essence, since these provisions had been sunsetted and are due to expire later in the month of February.
Ironically, the White House, the Barack Obama White House, is supporting the extension of these intelligence provisions. So we have most Republicans and the White House on the same page. This, of course, is the White House that's now responsible for national security, including Barack Obama and other people who were against the Patriot Act and many of its provisions earlier. Now that he's on duty, Barack Obama, and needs these kinds of intelligence provisions, this White House with Barack Obama is supporting the extension. It'll come back, and if they don't suspend the rules, then a simple majority would be sufficient to get it passed next time around. But without a suspension of the rules, there can be an extended debate and some amendments proposed. And while I understand why some newly elected Tea Party-supported Republicans might have, as a knee-jerk reflection or reaction, voted against this because it smacks of intrusive government and Big Brother, when you get into the details of this bill, there's nothing overly intrusive about it. It merely allows federal authorities to do what local authorities can already do. I'm not concerned that anybody's going to be looking at my library files. On balance, this is the kind of trade-off we make, this constant need to trade off certain elements of freedom in order to achieve some elements of security. You don't want to give away too much freedom, and I'd oppose that. But in this case, I don't see any cost to doing this.
Now, my friends, it's your turn. What do you think about the Patriot Act? 800-510-8255. Your call's up next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We have been fighting against the Patriot Act since its inception. The national security letters are completely unconstitutional. These are just letters that an agent can show up with at our library, ask to see any of our patrons' records going back for God knows how long. What the libraries had to do to protect our patrons was have automatic purges so that if there is a need now to find out what somebody is reading or what their internet access was, it's already purged. In the old days, before George Bush and the Patriot Act, there was the Fourth Amendment was followed, and there was a search warrant issued by a judge. These national security letters are just written, typed up on some computer program by who knows what. In 2008, I was in Washington for a meeting with the ALA, American Library Association, and it was estimated at that time that there, and in 2008, that there had been over 200,000 NSLs issued. That 200,000, and that there were 12 billion pieces of information on Americans, completely unassociated with terrorism. This is horrible. There's many parts of the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act that are unconstitutional, and the whole thing needs to be looked at.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer?
Use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Callers on the issue at hand, 800-510-8255. Dan, let's hear from you, please.
Some people tend to forget that the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Mulberry versus Madison, where rights are secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislating which would abrogate them. Medina versus Arizona. An unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no right. It imposes no duty, affords no protections. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation, as inoperative as though it had never been passed. Norton versus Shelby County. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's see, George in Massachusetts on the Patriot Act.
You can't call yourself a conservative, and, you know, I'm not trying to belittle the 9/11 attacks, but, you know, once you sit there and you change the laws and change your minds about people's rights and people's privileges, then you're letting the terrorists win. And that's the key point. Whether you agree with it or you disagree with it, you know, that's what the terrorists want. You know, they're going to take away a lot of lives. That's part of their actions, but they want you to change your behavior. And that's the point of a terrorist attack, is a change of behavior.
All right, 800-510-8255. Jim in Georgia, how about you on this?
The reason this failed is it needed a major two-thirds majority. The reason why is they didn't want debate on the House floor. This vote was to pass this without debate. And just like the first time, it was passed without debate. Why did they want to pass it without debate? That's my question. Why do they want to go up there and jam something down the America's throat that will gut our Bill of Rights without debate? The reason why is they know it's wrong, and if they get up there and debate it, it'll expose it for what it is. The other thing I would like to mention about the Patriot Act, I would encourage every American to look up the 1933 Enabling Act of Nazi Germany, which put the Nazi Party in power and could lay the two side by side and compare how the Patriot Act has made America a soft police state, just like Nazi Germany was in the early 30s.
800-510-8255. Zipping through your thoughts. Tony, you're up next. Hi.
I don't agree with this Patriot Act. I don't think it's necessary. I never heard so many people so desperate to be a slave. When you get rid of freedom, it makes you a slave. I never heard so many people call in and say, I want to be a space slave. It's like they're retarded or something. I don't understand why you got so many people calling in. They're so conditioned and brainwashed that they think they want to be a space slave. The Patriot Act is the foundation of implementing a police state. It abolishes the Constitution.
You know, it's very interesting. The Patriot Act has been the cause of lots of concern since it was passed by people who would think it through. For those of you who don't remember this, we sort of go back to the sketchiness of September 11th and how quickly everybody reacted. What really was this all about? This was about control. The act was improperly named, as so many other acts. When you look at this thing, no matter what your stripes, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, there is, when you look at this foolishness, that's the nicest word I can come up with, the people who understand what we were doing and how those who voted against it were thought to have been unpatriotic, you put a name to it, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, it's like being against the Food Safety Enhancement Act or whatever the FDA called it. There's nothing about it that does what the name of the bill suggests it does. And that's what we're really, I think, boring into here. Mike in Kentucky, hello.
I'm tickled to death that it failed, but they will get it through, I do believe. I opposed it when it was originally passed under Bush. I oppose any bill that takes that erodes more of our rights in this country. And that seems to be the same for the last many years, with everything from the right to heat and bear arms to our own privacy now. So very happy that it failed, but I do believe it will get through.
You do, huh? Well, there are some people who agree with you. 800-510-8255. The official title of the Patriot Act is Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorists. That was the act of 2001. I'm looking at some of the other there. When they first passed this thing, said it was to enable and deter and punish terrorist acts in our country, around the world, to enhance law enforcement investigatory tools, and let's see here, to strengthen measures to prevent, detect, prosecute international money laundering, which was at the time thought to be financing terrorism, which is pretty silly when you consider all the people in our country who use drugs are the ones who are really responsible for financing terrorism. And if you don't understand that, understand what drugs come out of Afghanistan, the drugs that have been sold as consumer drugs, how much involved the Al-Qaeda people are, Taliban, in the production and sale of drugs. That's why they have as much money as they do. And we're stupid enough to not see that connection, first of all, and secondly, to continue to use drugs. Any of you who use drugs are financing terrorism. That's really the bottom line. Also a part of the Patriot Act is subject to special scrutiny foreign jurisdictions, foreign financial institutions, and classes of international transactions or types of accounts that are susceptible to criminal abuse. Also, the act requires all appropriate elements of the financial service industry to report potential money laundering. That's where the $10,000, if you deposit more than $10,000 in the bank at one time in cash, you're going to have a red flag attached to that deposit. Also, the act was supposed to strengthen measures to prevent use of the financial system for personal gain by corrupt foreign officials and facilitate repatriation of stolen assets to the citizens of countries to whom assets belong. There are a lot of different things here. I'm looking at something special measures for jurisdiction, financial institution, or international transaction part of this. That section allows for identifying customers using corresponding accounts, including getting information comparable to information gotten on domestic customers, and prohibiting or imposing conditions on the opening and maintaining in the U.S. of of correspondent or payable through accounts for a foreign banking institution. In other words, running money into this country is just as bad. David, I think you're next. Go ahead, sir.
My view is it's been 10 years. It's served its purpose, and I don't think they were going to need it anymore. You know, 10 years ago, we had 9/11. 9/11, we had to root out terrorists. We had to secure our borders. We had to take care of a lot of things. I'm a truck driver, and it's not needed at this point. What the Patriot Act has brought along, and it's educated all of our police forces and everything else for video surveillance in the cities and everything else. When you travel into New York City, you've got more surveillance cameras and everything else just for the general public security. Those things right there are good things. Yes, the Patriot Act did bring across some good things, but it's also brought along a lot of negativity. And
in Syracuse now,
I
right?
just don't feel that's needed.
800-510-8255, David in Syracuse. We needed the Patriot Act 10 years ago. We don't need it anymore. 800-510-8255. What are you sure of? Politicians would like to get it passed. Many of them who want to control what you do, how you think, where you are. The gentleman who said it makes us slaves to the state, I think, had a pretty interesting point of view. Greg in Atlanta thinks the Patriot Act was more about controlling us as well. He agrees.
I feel that the Patriot Act was written. First of all, we told those troops that we were sending them over there to fight for our freedoms. The Patriot Act takes away all of our freedoms. And first of all, I feel like the Patriot Act was not written for terrorists. It was written for us because the American public, because they're realizing our government is not listening to us, and we might just go off and riot just like Egypt. That's why I feel like the Patriot Act was written for. We're not written for terrorists.
800-510-8255. Steve in San Francisco. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, the Patriot Act. What a false tag on the name. You'd have to be a traitor to America to voluntarily let the government take away your right of privacy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they give you this name, Patriot Act, to make you feel good about being a traitor. Well, there's something we can do about all this fascism going on. You know what it is?
What's that?
We can bury our face in LeninMurderTruth.com and hit the government over the head with it.
Well, I don't know what that is, but I could guess. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Scott in Illinois. Quick comment from you, sir. Thank you.
The Patriot Act had roving wiretaps from overseas calls. I'm sure that the terrorists are thrilled about that we're not going to continue the Patriot Act. And when we have a small nuclear bomb, a suitcase bomb, go off in New York Harbor, I will feel safe here in the heartland. That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. How about we listen to James, who's listening to our station in Hammond, Illinois.
This Patriot Act should be scrapped. I suppose Obama didn't tear it up and throw it out when he got in there. Because it comes down to your U.S. citizens and not terrorists. I mean, well, when you're going to have four forms of ID, you go to the bank and start an account, and you know the guy all your life. Well, did you have plastic surgery to disguise yourself as somebody else? I don't know. But this thing needs to be thrown out as soon as possible, I think.
800-510-TALK. Michael, we have a lot of Michaels here today. This one's in New York with thoughts on the Patriot Act.
I heard a lot of things this was years ago about the Patriot Act, that if someone had made phone calls overseas, even to family members, that they could be considered potential threats, terrorist threats, or if they have, like, businesses, importing or exporting, you know, that they could also be classified as that. I don't know how true it is or what, and I don't know how they sort the information out. But if you have these kind of things in homegrown terrorists, I mean, what is a homegrown terrorist? To me, it sounds like a plant. You know, if you have the plant and you're trying to catch the plant, what about the farmer? Who's the farmer? Who's growing the terrorists?
Now, it's interesting also that we have higher terrorist threats in I think it's a coincidence that we have all these threats from Jenna Napolitano at the same time this act is being voted upon. Are we all that foolish that we think that this is not unrelated?
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're viewing the Patriot Act discussion thereof. Here is Congressman Ron Paul from Texas and what he had to say about the Patriot Act before the vote this week.
I think our reaction to the horrors of 9/11, we can understand the concern and the fear that was developed, but I think the reaction took us in the wrong direction because the assumption was made, of course, that we weren't spending enough money on surveillance, and even though then our intelligence agencies received $40 billion, they didn't give us the right information. So now we're spending $80 billion. But it also looks like the conclusion was that the American people had too much privacy. And if we undermine the American people's privacy, somehow or another, we're going to be safer. I think another thing that has come up lately has been that the purpose of government is to make us perfectly safe. Now, it is good to be safe, but governments can't make us safe. I question whether or not we have been made safer by the Patriot Act. But let's say a law makes us somewhat safer. Is that a justification for the government to do anything they want?
Yeah, there's the question. Thank you for asking it so many more times now. We find ourselves agreeing with him. It's Ron Paul. Howard, listening in Columbus, Ohio, with thoughts on what the Republicans are doing.
I think some of our Republican representatives, and I'm a Republican, better review the Constitution. It talks about being secure in our books and papers, and for me, this is a clear infringement of our constitutional rights. It doesn't make me feel any safer, and I think it, they better wake up and smell the roses like my own representative, Steve Stivers. We are opposed to this, and I think you can tell from the people who called this morning, both Republican and Democrat, that it frightens me and frightens other people.
All right, the Patriot Act in the focus. Now time for a Countdown Extra. The radio program in Washington State hosted by Dave Ross and Luke Burbank dealing with a proposal for a new fee for people who own electric cars in an effort to recoup some of the gasoline taxes that are not being paid by the people who are trying to save money and save energy and save the planet.
Would you ever consider buying an electric car?
Yes, absolutely.
You would?
Yeah.
And would you feel
the next car I get might be electric.
Really? all electric, like the total plug-in needs recharging overnight or it doesn't go type of electric car?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, my car is a 2008, and I really like it, and it's going to drive for a long time. So I feel that, you know, 10 years from now or whatever, when it's time for me to maybe get a different car, I bet you the technology will be pretty, pretty sweet.
Yeah, you're probably right. The question is, though, whether people who are like the early adopters who are buying them now are pulling their weight when it comes to building highways, because if you have an all-electric car, you're not paying any gas tax.
Yeah.
Which means you're not contributing to the construction of the highways, which you then get a free ride on. And hence the proposal in the legislature, in the Senate Transportation Committee, to charge a special annual $100 fee for people who buy electric cars. The of course, this is already, as you might imagine, getting some pushback.
Yeah.
Especially from people who want to sell electric cars, because this kind of discourages people from buying an electric car. Never mind that it's about half what you pay in gas tax. People don't like paying taxes in lump sums like that. You'd probably pay more in gas tax over the course of the year, but because it's only a few cents each time, you don't notice. Same with the sales tax. I mean, if you were charged the sales tax in a lump sum at the end of the year, there would be we would fill Tahrir Square out here. But because you pay it little by little.
Liberation Square, David.
Whatever it is. You don't notice it. So that's going to be the problem with this thing. The other thing is, if we are now going to go to a fee basis for every sort of public facility, then it can't just stop with the electric cars, right? You're going to have to go to bicycles. You have to charge them a jogging shoe fee for the people who spend each morning jogging around Green Lake and clog that place, or to the marathoners who from time to time close the express lanes on the Mercer Island Bridge for their little marathon. I mean, I guess the question is, how far do you think the whole fee for service thing ought to go?
Well, I mean, the way I look at this is, these electric cars are, doing a great service in a way, or at least are, I think, really sort of a positive force on the roads because they're not emitting a bunch of pollutants.
Sure.
And I would argue that it's probably worth, in order to sort of incentivize electric cars in a way, I think not charging $100 is worth it because every electric car on the road is one more car that's not spitting a bunch of chemicals out.
Well, the critics will point out that the electricity that they use is generated by power plants, which sometimes spit chemicals out. But at least they spit them out in rural Washington, not near where we live.
All right. There is a pretty interesting conversation. Think about that. Those of you who are interested in buying a Prius or whatever, Dave Ross, Luke Burbank, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.